Hello everyone, Teacher Fábio Meirinho aqui com mais um episódio do podcast Starting Up, que é o podcast básico, podcast para aquela galera que está começando os seus estudos no idioma inglês. E hoje eu vou ler sete notícias internacionais que fizeram as manchetes nos últimos dias, final de janeiro e o começo de fevereiro deste ano de 2024. Claro, elas estão em inglês, em um inglês mais básico, não é um inglês avançado. Lembrando, se quer inglês um pouco mais avançado, você tem que ouvir o Way Ahead, que é o outro podcast que eu faço, certo? Quem quiser acompanhar estes textos, dessas notícias, que são do site News and Levels, todos os links estão aqui na descrição do episódio. Let's do it! Seven-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton will depart from Mercedes at the end of 2024. He will join Ferrari on a multi-year deal. Hamilton recently extended his contract with Mercedes, but he invoked a release clause. He said that he wanted a fresh challenge with Ferrari. His move changes the F1, and many people hope for Ferrari's first driver's title since 2007. Mercedes must now find another driver. Ferrari hopes that Hamilton will be a good leader on their way to success. Poland, Germany, and the Netherlands signed the military Schengen Agreement. The reason is moving soldiers faster in Europe. This comes as Russia's actions worry Poland. The agreement helps Ukraine and improves NATO's readiness to react to anything what Russia does. Poland's defense minister says that being able to move soldiers quickly is very important because of the Ukraine conflict. The Dutch ambassador thinks this is necessary for facing future problems. For Poland, this is important for both security and EU status after a change in government. German media accused the partner company of a chemical giant BASF of being involved in human rights violations in China's Xinjiang region. According to the investigation, employees of this partner company spied on Uyghur households in 2018. BASF denied this, but critics are not happy with their explanation. Similar allegations surfaced against big car manufacturers like Toyota and Volkswagen. To stop forced labor, companies might need to leave Chinese supply chains. But companies may have troubles with money because China is a big economy and it produces many parts. The European Union is considering a new supply chain law which would deal with environmental and human rights, but it is not clear how effective it will be. Global warming surpassed 1.5 degrees Celsius for the first time. It was more than the target which world leaders set in 2015. Experts worry about the impacts which rising temperature has on nature and food systems. World leaders signed international agreements like the Paris Agreement, but extreme weather events worldwide show us that we need to do more and do it quickly. Good things are happening. For example, the US invested $1 trillion into new technologies, and China wants to make more renewable energy. But it is still not enough, and we need more action to deal with the negative impacts of climate change. People discovered dinosaur footprints in the Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas, United States. Park officials said that the footprints could be over 113 million years old, and they could be the longest dinosaur track in North America. Many footprints in the park became visible and invisible again. It depended on weather and the water in rivers. The Paluxy River shrank because it rained very little in previous months. Thanks to this, people could see footprints which were usually at the bottom of the river. The footprints were under layers of sediment and other material for more than 20 years. For a few days, people could see and touch them. Then, they disappeared underwater again. The president of Hungary, Katalin Novak, resigned. She pardoned the man who was involved in a case of sexual abuse in a children's home. Novak's ties to Prime Minister Viktor Orban made people angry, and there were protests. The opposition wanted Novak to resign. Prime Minister Viktor Orban tried to fix things by changing the rules, but it didn't stop the scandal. Now, the head of the ruling party and another leader also resigned. Even though Orban's party is leading now, people are unsure about the upcoming elections. Over time, most school buses in the US became the same yellow color. In the past, many children walked or used horses to go to school. Later, red, white, and blue buses took children to support patriotism. In 1939, a professor at Columbia University met with teachers, engineers, and other experts. They wrote a document of 42 pages that was about school buses. Experts recommended to make the school buses yellow because black letters on yellow can be seen easily. Also, yellow buses were more visible in bad weather. The yellow color got its own name, and although no law says that school buses must be yellow, most of the 480,000 school US buses are yellow. And that's it! Essas foram as notícias importantes e interessantes que circularam pelo mundo nos últimos dias de janeiro e agora no começo de fevereiro. Repito, se vocês quiserem acompanhar esses textos, os links estão na descrição do episódio. Teacher Fábio Emerim vai ficando por aqui, vocês ficam por aí, and see you next time!